Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. Jeremy Lowe is my guest today. I've known Jeremy for years, and he's always impressed me with his knowledge, his experience, and his industry insight. Jeremy's done just about everything in our industry. He's been a technician. He's been in sales, management. He was a very well-respected general manager for a large, successful residential service company. Then he made a significant change by joining Callahan Roach in the flat rate pricing world. He now works with Callahan Roach, Profit Rhino, Service Fusion, and Service Nation. We're going to hear about his career, his experience, and at the end, he's going to give us some great advice for contractors. So Jeremy Lowe, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Good to be here.
So I've known you since the days of Callahan Roach, and that's how I've always known you. But what I don't know is, how did you end up getting into our industry?
Well, believe it or not, David, I got into our industry underneath a mobile home. I was about 16 years old and needed a little money, and a gentleman offered me a job part-time pulling ductwork under mobile homes. And one thing led to another, and he taught me some repair work, and before you knew it, I was in a service truck and moved to different companies and went from there.
Well, so if you were in the service truck, then you were a technician. Tell me about the rest of your career. Did you get into management? And then how did you end up joining Callahan Roach?
Well, you know, if you're driving in a service truck and the boss calls you and says, I need you to bring yourself and the truck back immediately, you kind of get this pit in your stomach. And I had just been married when I got that phone call, and I thought, well, here goes this job. And when I got back to the office, the general manager said, you know, my problem with you is that you don't fix things well. You just sell people new ones. And so I ended up in a sales position. And a year or two went by, and it became a installation management and sales position, because they didn't have an installation manager at the time. And a career opportunity opened up as a general manager. And I spent my last few years in contracting as a GM of a $14 million company. During that time, I had the privilege of learning a lot of financial information, a lot of management information from some of the industry's greats, people that you're probably familiar with, Ron Collier, Ron Smith, and took a lot of classes, because as much as I knew about heating and air conditioning, I realized suddenly I didn't know anything about running a business. But cast into the role, I learned, turned the company into a very profitable organization, and was approached by the new owners of Callahan Roach back in 2001. They had seen what I was able to do with the company, and I had actually used Callahan Roach at two of the organizations I used at. So I was very familiar with the flat rate concept and the product. And they asked me to go to work originally selling, and that lasted about a year. And then they said, well, we have a need for some training classes. And I had taught public speaking for a number of years. Daddy was a preacher type thing, so learned the gift of gab and had taught it. So they thought I did well with it. And the last 24 years, I've spent basically traveling the country, doing presentations, one-on-one teaching, and working an enormous amount with contractors on utilizing technology in their service department to improve profitability and customer satisfaction.
Callahan Roach was acquired by EverCommerce, and then has that been merged into Service Fusion, or are you still a separate entity?
Well, that's a little bit of a complex question. On paper, we're still a separate entity, but Callahan Roach, when it was bought by EverCommerce, was merged into Profit Rhino, which was a leading flat rate electronic presentation tool, something Callahan Roach had been trying to develop, but this fast-paced it. And Profit Rhino got the benefit of having a premier database, something that they did not have originally. So it was kind of what they call a marriage made in heaven. Fast forward about 2 years, and EverCommerce bought Service Fusion, and we were merged underneath Service Fusion. So we basically have the same management as Service Fusion. And accordingly, the Callahan Roach flat rate database through Profit Rhino was rolled out into Service Fusion last year.
Wow, very nice. That's a great product addition for Service Fusion.
Yeah, definitely. In fact, it's kind of amazing that some software programs out there have not developed flat rate pricing. But the fact of the matter is it's a specialty niche. You know, we've got 35 years of empirical data on how long it takes to do specific things repair-wise in the HVAC, plumbing, and electrical trades. Dabbled for a while in the pool and spa, and even the roofing industry, believe it or not.
Yeah, that was the thing about Callahan Roach. It was all about the database. You guys have absolutely the best database in the industry. And that was an incredible competitive advantage, I thought, for you guys. You had bills of material. It was great stuff.
Yeah, in fact, it was good enough that we have been called on by manufacturers, extended warranty companies to provide what's called usual and customary times and material lists.
Yeah.
And we were even contacted, believe it or not, a few years ago by NASA, who was interested in utilizing our product on their facilities where they hire outside contractors to see that the times were within reasonable expectation.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, it speaks really well for you guys. I mean, NASA is no slouch organization.
No, and I guess they didn't want another $40,000 toilet seat.
Yeah, I imagine. So what is your role now with the organization?
Well, from a 10,000-foot level, I still oversee the database. I have a team that works with me. I'm not involved in the daily operation. I just direct the vision of it. I've been given the title of Senior Director of Content and Training, and a good portion of my time these days is designated for developing and delivering training programs, both here and as an associate trainer also at ServiceNation.
Very nice. It's a great marriage. So I'm curious about something. You know, over my time in the industry, there was this period of time where flat rate pricing was controversial. You know, you had all kinds of names about it and people were saying how bad it was. All was fairly irrational. My impression is that only a few contractors still use time and materials, but I could be totally wrong. Do you run across contractors still using time and materials pricing?
Boy, David, I don't want to get in a sling with you, but you're totally wrong.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, and I'm right there with you. I wish I could say that was the case, but sadly, Callahan Roach did a survey a few years ago, and we were amazed to find that over 40% of contractors still primarily use time and material.
Oh my gosh, I'm shocked.
Here's the thing you've got to keep in mind. As contractors go through this evolutionary growth of being a one man working out of a truck in a garage to being a multi truck organization, they begin to see the benefit of utilizing upfront menu pricing. Just like you go to a restaurant, they don't tell you this, here's the steak and it's so much in labor to cook it on each side. So if you want your steak well done, you're going to pay more than the one who wants it rare. But we come into this industry typically with this time and material mentality. So we still have a lot of smaller single owner operators, 1-2 truck that are on this time and material mentality. But as they grow, they realize you cannot charge in this industry what you need to cover your cost of operation unless it's a fixed rate to the customer that doesn't focus on that labor rate.
So what you said makes sense because my experience with the industry has largely been through Service Roundtable, ServiceNation members, and typically those are larger contractors that have been in it a while and are more sophisticated. So it makes sense that they're not using time and materials, and that's my experience. So.
Yeah, and I think the members of ServiceNation and the Roundtable, they were able to get an education from the most successful contractors in the industry that proved to them that it's a viable business solution. And that same survey where we were shocked to find over 40% of contractors still using time and material, we were flabbergasted to find in that same survey that 92% of customers, when surveyed, said they would rather pay an upfront price, even realizing it might be a little more than pay by the hour and not have an exact end price. So since it's what customers want, obviously, it's the best way to do business. And again, it's as a contractor goes through this educational process of learning more about integrating with customer-oriented solutions such as field management software, a flat rate, extended warranty programs, the things that consumers are interested in, that they will actually utilize things like flat rate pricing.
Yeah, clearly. Customers are concerned about time and materials, right? What they worry about is somebody coming in and saying that the job will probably only take an hour, but, you know, could take a little bit longer. That just creates anxiety in the homeowner's mind, right?
Exactly. It's an unknown. And I use this illustration all the time. I say, you know, how many people would really be interested in movies if you had to pay by the minute? And you know, Titanic cost you $40, whereas a Disney flick might cost you $8.
Yeah.
And you know, when you go through that and you realize that service is a very expensive business to run, it's very hard to put a truck on the road, cover not only the truck, but the labor, all of your overhead, and realize that out of 2,080 hours you pay your technician typically a year, you're not billing that amount of time. So if your average cost of putting that truck on the road is well over, in most cases, $100 an hour, and you start to go to a customer and telling them you're going to charge $200 an hour, well, most people don't make that. And so they look at it and they immediately want to start shopping it. And then we become nothing more than labor brokers. And that's not where this industry needs to be. We're the professionals. We spend a lot of time and effort in learning the craft, a lot of money in buying tools, getting an education, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, so to speak. And we have to charge accordingly for it. And you can't do that if you're putting the focus on the customer shopping a labor rate like a pound of ground beef in a grocery store.
It's a good description of it. So is the Callahan Roach Profit Rhino product still a standalone unit that people can buy separately, or do they only get it through Service Fusion?
No, actually, great question, because both entities are still standalone products that can be purchased. If you're interested in buying books, you know, we'll print them. But fact of the matter is, most companies are getting away from that. And so the Profit Rhino product is a standalone product for a customer that is interested in having their flat rate in a digital lookup solution. You can get it integrated into Service Fusion, as we've already said, and into other, believe it or not, competitive software solutions utilize our database to power their flat rate.
That's great. What a great thing to be able to sell your service to your competitors.
Yeah, it was kind of mind-boggling that we were approached by it, but we're just recognized as having the most robust and most accurate database. So yeah, if they can put it in their product and help build their product, and you know, we're obviously getting some compensation, it's a win for everyone.
Yeah. Oh, good deal. I didn't know that. That's really interesting. So, Jeremy, you've been in our industry for a long time. You've got a lot of wisdom. You've seen contractors succeed. You've seen contractors fail. You're an instructor and a coach. If you were to give out three pieces of advice to contractors today, what would you tell them?
Well, you know, over the 43 years that I've been doing this, and I don't know that I'd say, David, that I have a lot of wisdom, as much as I've seen what successful contractors do, and they're all basically the same. We come into this industry either out of a truck, or we come into this industry typically because we were raised in it. You know, our family had a business. And while there's a couple other ways to get in the industry, those are the primary ones. And the fact of the matter is, just because you're good at fixing and installing something doesn't mean you're good at running the business behind it. So my mentor, the former owner of Callahan Roach, both Mike Callahan and Mike Hyduke, had this philosophy that you need to become a student of your business. And so tip number one would be learn how to run the financial aspects of your business. Don't depend on a CPA. Don't price your service labor rate by what everybody else in your market is doing. Now, that makes no sense, because everyone else in your market has a different cost to run their business. So dig into your financials, understand how to come up with exactly what you need to charge to make more than the typical industry 6% profit, and be able to utilize key performance indicators and other items that you will only be able to leverage well if you understand the money. Budgeting, cash flow forecasting, markup versus margin, things of that nature. So I think that would be the biggest thing, is just understand the financial aspect of your business. And I think the second thing is, again, coming out of a truck or perhaps being in the family, while we may be good at working with people and we may fairly do well at motivating people, it doesn't mean necessarily that we're good leaders. And this can be a sensitive thing when I bring this up to a contractor, but I learned that developing leadership skills is different than just running a good company. When you develop leadership skills and you take education in becoming a good leader, you take your organization to a whole nother level, because one of the things that it allows you to do is develop a culture. And having a company culture that drives to a vision, values, and mission statements totally changes the way you do business. It allows you to pull people into your organization who kind of almost line up, because you're the place that everybody wants to work. You have that culture. And it also drives out of your organization people that won't meet the culture. And typically those are people that kind of aren't up to par, but we don't want to get rid of them because we don't have anybody to replace. You know, we have a labor shortage in this industry. So culture is important. And that's driven by true leaders. So point number two would be, get leadership training. Take leadership classes, read books based on leadership, and you'll see your business expand. And then I guess number three would probably be to join a best practice group. I've watched ServiceNation from the time that it was just a vision to become what it is today. And I've watched contractors go to trade shows that ServiceNation has put on, go to training events. And part of where they learn is not just what we as instructors teach, but it's the camaraderie with other contractors who have walked the walk, and be able to learn from their errors and learn from their great ideas. I'm just amazed to see contractors come to a class, and even after doing training for 20 some odd years, I still learn something at every class. Great ideas, unique ways to approach issues. So being part of a best practice group where you learn not only leadership, where you learn financial aspects of your business, but you also can connect and be mentored with companies that are your same size in various areas is huge. And I guess I'm going to throw out a bonus point here, David. And sure. I think the bonus point is, plan to get out of your company now. There is this big issue where contractors will get to the point where they want to retire, go to sell their business, and be flabbergasted when they find out it's not what they thought it was worth. Your blood, sweat, and tears isn't really driving the value of your company. There are other things: enterprise value, brand recognition, your profit margins, your growth. There's a whole list of them. And so you can't wait until you're ready to get out. You have to start early. So even if you're 20 years away from your exit, develop an exit strategy. Determine what you want your business to be worth in 20 years. And then find the tools and the training to get it there, and monitor it every few years with a business evaluation, so that when you exit, you have built true worth in your business and you can financially take care of yourself for the rest of your life. And that's been proven to me by a lot of the contractors who have sold to private equity groups for literally millions of dollars. It's all because they plan to be at a certain place at a certain point in their business.
Yeah. Great advice. It shows the experience that you've gained over all the years. I always love talking to you. You've got so much great knowledge and wisdom. So if somebody wanted to get hold of you, learn more about Callahan Roach, Profit Rhino, Service Fusion, Service Nation, how would they go about doing that?
Well, first of all, we all have websites. Service Nation, obviously. You can go to servicenation.com. Service Fusion, you can go to the same thing, servicefusion.com. You can, on that website, find a phone number for us. Profit Rhino also has the same thing, a website, www.profitrhino.com. You can also call 800-528-0212 for the Profit Rhino, Callahan Roach, and Service Fusion organizations, and you'll be directed to the right place. You can always email info@servicenation.com.
All right, Jeremy, thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun reconnecting with you and hearing your history and all the different stuff that you've done over time. It's been a lot of fun, so thanks for doing it with me.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Obviously, podcasts are a great way to disseminate information. We recently started one just within the Service Fusion family. So I got to say this, I know what work goes into it, David. So I appreciate you taking the effort to put the amount of work in it that you obviously do, not just setting up appointments to get people on, but also editing and promoting. So good thing if the people that are listening to this sign up and support your channel.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy doing it. And so tell me about this podcast. What's it called?
Well, it's called Tips for the Trades, and it's based around some of the strategies that I've found and that other contractors have found that are geared towards certain areas such as service efficiency, understanding finances, dealing with employee issues in your company, identifying problem employees, helping create some resolution issues. We are just now rolling this out, and you'll be able to see it here in the near future, obviously on Apple and iHeart, but currently it's only available through a link from our company, but more than happy to send it out if anybody's interested in hearing me drone on about those topics.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely add it to my listening list. Listen to podcasts all the time, so I would love to hear yours. That'll be terrific. Thanks very much. Tips for the Trade. I'll remember it, and everybody should get on and listen to it. Thank you so much, Jeremy.
Thank you, David, and have a great day.
Hi, this is David again. Three quick notes. One, if we provided any value today, would you please give us a good rating on whatever app you're listening on? It would help us a lot and help get our message to more people. Two, would you recommend us to a friend or colleague? Just as in your own business, personal recommendations are powerful. Three, we're always looking for great interviewees and topics. If you have an idea for us, if you know someone who should be interviewed, or if you would like to be interviewed, don't be modest. Just shoot an email to pip@newmediaempire.com. That's PIP, like Profiles in Prosperity, @newmediaempire.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support.